Our guests in the studio today are the French duo Nicolas Godin and Jean-Benoît Dunkel. Their new album, Le Voyage dans la Lune, is based on their soundtrack to a new restoration of the George Méliès 1902 film of the same name. The group, who was restoring the recently discovered hand-painted color version of the film, asked the duo to compose the accompanying music, which led to their new album, which expands on that soundtrack. Now, Air have always been interested in things lunar. You may remember their 1998 debut, Moon Safari. And they've always been interested in soundtracks, like their work for Sofia Coppola's film, The Virgin Suicides. But this has been a labor of love. If you've never seen the film, you have probably glimpsed the iconic still of the man on the moon face with a space capsule in his eye.
It's a great moment for the French cinema. And actually, it's more than that. It's the beginning of cinema. And Georges Méliès has been like the first real movie maker. I mean, because at this time, movie makers would put the camera somewhere and shoot some pictures. But he had in his mind like a story with some actors and with a scenario. And with special effects that he has invented, like with pictures, he wanted to blow away the people by making the actors disappearing by cutting the images, and he has invented also like pictures fading in each other, and so he was like a big example for the movie makers in the future, because he had like his film in his mind, like a story. He wrote everything and he controlled everything. And also he was independent. He had his own company called the Star Film. And so we admired that, and we felt like really honored to be able to do some music of now for him.
When you have a chance to see Le Voyage dans la Lune, the film, as you say, a lot of film in the beginning were like theater pieces. They would have a set shot and the action would take place within the frame, which still happens in this film. But then there are special effects and moving scenery, and it is really extraordinary considering how early it was done.
Yeah, and it was the most important thing. It was a science fiction, which was pretty unique at the time. And for us, we are familiar with the science fiction soundtracks, and we have a lot of things to tell about that, because it's a big influence in our music since the last 15 years. And we grew up with this culture of science fiction movies, and so we could add something on the top of it, because since 1902, the science fiction became really like has a very strong cultural impact on people like us. So we could really fit with the project. It was a gorgeous idea. We are very happy of that.
Now, how did you approach it? How did you lock yourself in the studio with the visuals?
Yeah, we were screening the movie and we were testing things on the top of it. And each time something was working well, we will make it better. And it was a lot of work, but also it was like it was strange, because after a while we feel familiar with all the characters in the movie, and it's like I start to recognize all the dancers, all the women, and all the actors. I can feel they were having so much fun shooting the movie, and after 1 week, I feel like I was part of the team. It's like if I was taking a time shuttle, you know, to travel in time. And it's like every day when I was going to the studio, it's like I was going back to 1902. And if we've been hired by this guy in 1902, and we were part of the movie team. And so this was a very, very strange experience. And I think you can feel that in the music, because at some point we lost track of like who, what time are we and what era are we? It's very strange.
Is it hard to excerpt things from the soundtrack? For instance, people have been hearing Seven Stars, the one that Victoria Legrand gets a chance to do vocals on from Beach House. And it's almost more interesting to hear it in context.
Yeah, but as a musician, we know how to tell a story on the length of an album, and we know how to communicate with people through sounds and melodies and stuff like that. So the challenge for us was to tell a story without the movie, and to make a listener do the travel and do the journey in 35 minutes, because this is the perfect length to do that musically, I mean.
How did you end up working with Victoria on some of this music?
Because we wanted something, because this project was so special, about this mystery about going on the moon. We wanted to have a very strange voice, full of mystery, full of souls, full of a special texture, something that's coming from very timeless, something coming from like a different planet, or you know, like this voice has so much things in it.
Well, this is Seven Stars, the one from the soundtrack to A Trip to the Moon, The Voyage de la Lune. This is Victoria LeGrand on vocals.
How long will it take you?
Stars is from Air, and we're getting a chance to talk with Nicholas and Jean Benoit today about the new album, which is so much more than an album. You have the soundtrack to the film Le Voyage dans la Lune, a cultural experience, if I would say so. What was it like when it was presented for the first time at Cannes? What was that screening like for you?
Well, it was really impressive because it was for the premiere of the movie of Woody Allen, A Minuit à Paris.
Mm.
And so all the French and international cinema were there. We were in the main big room with like a big sound, big screen, and everybody was wearing tuxedos, and there were camera everywhere, you know. So we were there, and we were like very impressed by the fact to have all these people around us. And, you know, and so we did a lot of press there because the Festival of Cannes is crazy. You know, you have photographs and newspapers and media everywhere. So we did 2 or 3 days of promotion. And by the reaction of the people, we just noticed that they were really pleased by this, by what we've done.
You mentioned about how science fiction has been an interest in yours for a long time, science fiction film, etc. It would seem also, if you go back to Moon Safari, that the moon has been of interest to you guys from the very beginning as well.
Yeah, we are from a generation where we have been fed by the idea that in the year 2000 we will be living on the moon, you know, and nothing like that really happened. So I feel like I've been betrayed, and because this is what was the main idea, you know, when I was a child, if you say the word, the year 2000, it was meaning so many things, you know, it was so strong, it was such a big concept. And in the year 2000, I mean, nothing like that happened, and nothing like that will ever happen in my lifetime. So I'm pretty disappointed, I'm pretty upset. And I think when I do music, I keep this dream alive, really. And I think all the bands of our generation are obsessed by this imaginary and this pop culture around the space culture.
One of the tracks on the disc that really jumps out at you, and I was initially worried about how it would be used in the film, is Sonic Armada, which is a little bit different. Did that track stand on its own at any point?
This track has been re-recorded for the movie, but the first version was a sort of improvisation during a live show. We were, you know, we had to do a sound check, and we were with a drummer on stage, and so we were testing the sounds, and
we were freezing.
Yeah, we were freezing. And so we played this music, and we improvised during 15 minutes. And then we heard back the tape, and the sound was bad because you know, it was the microphones of the of our stage set. And but we decided to reproduce it in the studio. So the drummer came back in the studio, and we have recorded everything. And it sounds like very, very crazy.
Mm-hmm. But this song was born in a Soviet bunker in Ljubljana, in the Balkans, you know, during a tour. It was really crazy.
How long ago?
Oh my God, it was like maybe a couple of years ago or something like that. And we never, ever used it. And then for this scene, we were trying stuff and this was not working. And suddenly we thought of that track and it was on a tape somewhere, like in a computer, you know. And it's crazy. This scene is very psychedelic. It reminds me a lot of like the Sgt. Pepper era, you know, with all these colors and the way they dress and the mushrooms. It's very like, you can feel like so much like... it's completely psychedelic, but also it's a really it illustrates the colonial mentality of 1902. You know, it's very bizarre. It's like very violent in one way.
So much of Melius's imagery is psychedelic. That scene in particular, but music really fits well with it. This is Sonic Armada. Sonic Armada, another piece that has been used very effectively in Le Voyage dans la Lune, the new film, the old film redone, and the new album from our guest today, Air, on the cafe. What an amazing accomplishment, and I congratulate you guys on this. It's just been really wonderful. Do you see this as, I mean, how does this fit in your work? Do you see this as the next album, or is it like more of a tangential project?
I think we see it as an album, but you know, Air is, I mean, we are two musicians, and each time for each album, we need to work and to incorporate somebody's work. You know, it can be like a video maker, it can be a singer, it can be a producer, but we need to work with somebody new. And this somebody was Georges Méliès, and he was dead, so he let us do what we wanted. So it was okay. But it's a very important project because I think that Air has a little bit of fans in the world, and I really want that this fan base spread also the movie of Georges Méliès. And it's an homage to his work, because as you can see it in the movie of Scorsese, Hugo, Georges Méliès has been a little bit like forgotten because the cinema changed, and just 20 years after he finished his work, I mean, you had like Charlie Chaplin and everything, so you know, the audience moved on something else, and he has been a little bit forgotten. And I think that you know, probably the cinema wouldn't be exactly as it is without Georges Méliès. You know, it's like for example, if you think of the pop music, you know, like the songs that you hear every day on the radio, will be, maybe they won't be the same if the Beatles wouldn't have existed. But and you see the same principle with Georges Méliès. You know, he showed a way suddenly to the cinema, and he was really important.
I was just thinking, it's interesting that the film was premiered on the night like that. La Nuit à Paris, the Woody Allen film was on, which is about life being better perhaps in another time. And I was wondering if you two have ever felt like that, if there was another time you would have liked to have been alive in 1902, for instance.
Yeah. I think Paris in 1902 was like being in London in the 60s. It must have been the most exciting place on the planet, you know? And that's why I think French people hardly recover from the fact that we're not anymore like that, you know. In 1902, Paris was really the place to be. And now it's like it's turning into a big museum where, you know, like people from all over the world come in Paris to see us, like in a zoo or something. It's like it's very strange how things moves on, you know.
Definitely. Are there any French cities where you think people would be able to go and it would feel something more vibrant happening now?
No, I think I think France will specialize itself as to be like the patrimony of a certain culture, architectural and food patrimony, you know, and people like from China or whatever, they will come to see us and to see like a postcard picture or something like that, you know. I think we're gonna, in the globalization right now, this is gonna be our specialty, you know, like to protect the past and to show to the people how we used to live, you know. And this is kind of it's depressing somehow because it's not very modern. There's when I drive through New York, I see all this amazing crazy excitement about architecture and new things all the time, and in France it's like really, really like we protect everything, you know. It's like it's very conservative.
And yet you got to do something new with something old. So
yeah, it's true. You can it's true. Yeah,
you definitely had an opportunity to. Well, thank you guys so much for talking with us, and congratulations on this work.
Thank you.
Air, our guests here on the World Cafe.